Hello, I'm Tom Moan, and today I'm beginning an old and yet continuing adventure. In 1968, my family and I returned to Tulsa, where I became the general manager of KORUFM and Oral Roberts, radio announcer. At that time, from 1968 until March of 71, I had a daily program entitled Good Morning, Brother Pilgrim. And now, after 50 years, I'm resurrecting it with a new title, Good Morning, Fellow Pilgrim. And a pilgrim is a person who's on a journey, and in this case, a journey of the kingdom of God on earth as Jesus prayed. So I hope you'll join me as we look into the past, the present, and the future.
This is the Good Morning, Fellow Pilgrim podcast with Tom Moan for April 19th, 2019.
Good morning, fellow pilgrim. What a delight to be with you again. And I again invite the Holy Spirit to lead us and teach us as I'm going through a very kind of delicate teaching on the gifts of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12 and 14 and some of the problems that have been caused over the years with these what they call charisms or gifts of the Spirit and the misuse and the abuse. And I've been through some of those experiences as well as some of you. But I did want to read a couple of texts that were really helpful to me, and I'm going to use a lot of verses today out of the Amplified Bible. And I'm using the Amplified Bible because it shows you some of the other words that the interpreters and the translators could have used when describing particular portions of the Scripture. I wanted to read from the book of Acts, the fourth chapter. And it's talking about Peter and John. And I want to read it, the 13th verse. This is from the Amplified Bible, Acts chapter 4. Now when they saw the boldness and the unfettered eloquence of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and untrained in the schools, common men with no advantages, they marveled, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus. And since they saw the man that had been cured standing there beside them, they could not contradict the fact or say anything in opposition. It's an interesting text. I also want to read one from the 7th chapter of the Gospel of John, and again from the Amplified Bible, and it's concerning Jesus, and I'm going to read verse 15 of John chapter 7. The Jews were astonished. He'd gone up to the feast, and they said, "How is it that this man has learning, is so versed in the sacred scriptures and in theology, when he has never studied?" Now, I read those two portions because in the charismatic renewals that I've been experiencing in the last 50 to 60 years, beginning in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, up to the present day, here in 2019, oftentimes there's so much confusion. I can recall many people saying, you know, I just don't want to have anything to do with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. All they seem to do is cause problems. I understand that, except that the scriptures seem to indicate that they were given to be gifts to the body of Christ, to help the body of Christ grow and mature. Well, how is that to happen? And then the questions that I began to ask myself when I was a pastor, and I could be almost described the same way they would describe these ones in the book of Acts. It says they were untrained and unlearned, common men with no advantages. That's kind of the way I felt. I hadn't been to seminary. I didn't know Greek and Hebrew. And here I was, a pastor, and this Holy Spirit had been poured out upon our congregation. And I began to ask the Lord, what am I going to do? I must admit I was a bit frightened because I saw some things I did not understand. And I also realized that I needed to learn. Well, where was I going to learn? I can recall so many brothers in the past, as I reflected upon this podcast that I wanted to talk today, is I felt that God was telling me He'd called me to be a pastor and a teacher. And I said, Lord, I don't know how to do this. And I wanted to turn it over to somebody who'd been to seminary and knew the Greek and the Hebrew, etc. But the Lord didn't allow it. And people kept coming to me and asking me about this and that and other things. And I just felt overwhelmed. But I began to ask God, and God began to say this to me. And I mentioned this in the last podcast. He said, I want you to sort it out. And I want you to separate the fish from the bones, the meat from the irrational, and the things that are not necessary. I told you some stories about gifts of the Holy Spirit being manifested and causing seemingly problems. Well, was it the Holy Spirit or not? And I had to learn. And I'm so grateful for some of the people that were around in those days that helped me learn. I can recall being a portion at Oral Roberts University, that Oral Roberts himself had a Holy Spirit class that was absolutely magnificent. And he would share on how the gifts of the Holy Spirit can manifest themselves and how to bring the kinds of disciplines that are necessary so that these gifts are a blessing to the body of Christ and not to tear it apart and bring all sorts of division among the people. The thing that's so important about this is that I'm thinking of some of the people. I'm just going to remind you of some of the people that were such a blessing to me. Of course, it was President Oral Roberts at the university teaching on the ministry of the Holy Spirit and how the gifts should be manifested, and that there had to be someone there to sort it out. I can recall in my own life that the leadership in the body of Christ, which is servant leadership, is kind of like a traffic cop. He stands at the corner and says, you know, would you hold that, please? And this line of traffic go, and then would this line of traffic stop, and would this start? And I said, God, how do you do that? Because I felt that I wanted the gifts of the Holy Spirit to be manifested. One of the problems was it came into the church after about the third or fourth century, was a doctrine that was later called and really spelled out in quite a lot of detail called cessationism. And what it really meant was this, that during the first two or three or maybe four centuries, the church needed all of these gifts and anointings of the Holy Spirit. But after we got the scriptures, we no longer needed them, and the gifts of the Holy Spirit ceased. Hence came this teaching on cessationism. And I've even heard it up to the present day. People say, well, no, we've got the scriptures. Well, the problem is that I saw people twist the scriptures in ways that were certainly not conforming to the life of the Holy Spirit. But I think of some of the people in the past that were such a blessing to me. I mentioned, of course, Oral Roberts when I was at ORU. I met Dr. Robert Frost, and Dr. Frost was a tremendous brother, and he taught me so many things. And he taught me about how the gifts of the Holy Spirit could manifest themselves and how we had to be careful, but we wanted to see those gifts manifested. And this time in my Christian life, Barbara and I were so new, and we wanted to grow in the Spirit, and yet we felt so inadequate that I was very hungry, and sometimes that hunger wasn't very wise. And many podcasts ago, maybe several months ago, I read a story from my book that I want to read again to you, because it underscores the problem. And many of the contacts that I had with people at ORU when we had come down from Illinois was that there was going to be a home meeting with a couple who were coming through the town in a week or so. And we were thrilled to be asked and thought, wow, someone who's been, quote, in the Spirit for 25 years will be awesome to hear, and we could hardly wait for the night to come. One of Dr. Frost's daughters babysat for us, and we arrived a little early with great expectations. I noticed that Mrs. Frost, Ruth Frost, Dr. Frost's wife, was alone and that she stayed on the fringe of the 50 or so people that were gathered. And after the owners of the home introduced the couple as having a proven ministry of long standing, the couple stood in front of the fireplace and began to tell us about their ministry. They called it the ministry of godly rebuke. Barbara and I, being so new in the Spirit, could hardly wait for the meeting. Just before they began to give instructions and teaching about their ministry, I noticed Mrs. Frost quietly leave. I didn't think much about it at the time, but would remember it later. Well, the ministry began. Everybody had to be down on their knees with their eyes closed, and the man would walk by each of us and pray in tongues over us. Behind him, his wife would come and give the interpretation of the tongues spoken over us. The interpretation would be, quote, the Lord's rebuke, unquote, to our lives, and would reveal how we could improve our walk and be more mature and spiritual. To refuse the rebuke was to risk offending God and be on the path to ruin. After you received your rebuke, they would then pray a prayer of confession and repentance over each of us for cleansing and renewal. When they prayed over me and I heard the interpretation, I was absolutely devastated. Many were crying out for prayer and deliverance from their black hearts and devious thoughts. I found myself walking to our car with hopelessness written all over my face, as well as Barbara. We went home, paid the babysitter, and went to bed, and Barbara arose the next morning and without a word concerning the night before went off to work. Well, I drove from our house to North Tulsa, went to Dr. Frost's office on campus. His door was open, and I walked in, and he looked at me and said, "What in the world's the matter?" And I told him about the meeting the night before, how God had told me how horrible and black my heart was, and that if I didn't do what these people told us, I was headed for God's rejection and hell itself. He listened for about 15 seconds and suddenly came around from behind his desk. Taking my face in his hands, he said, "Tom, during that ministry, did you feel love, joy, peace, acceptance, and encouragement?" And I said, "No, I felt rejected, unclean, immoral, dirty, and unworthy." And then he said, "Does that sound like Jesus? Is that the way that Jesus dealt with sinners? Condemnation?" He continued by asking if I could recall Jesus ever treating anyone like that. And I said, "No, I thought of the prostitutes. I thought of the Zacchaeus and many others. He treated with such grace and mercy." Then Dr. Frost asked me if my spirit down deep in my belly agreed with what was being said and all that was going on. I said I had not, but I dismissed it because these were people who had, quote, a 25-year proven ministry. Who was I, new to the Spirit, to question those older than wiser? At this point, with great love and intensity, Dr. Frost looked me in the eye and said, "Tom, the Lord Jesus Christ has given you the Holy Spirit to dwell within you and to guide you into all truth. You will always know His presence by a sweet inner witness." That is what He was telling you last night. The Holy Spirit doesn't scream and yell. His voice is tender, confident, peaceful, and always points to Jesus. The Holy Spirit doesn't threaten or intimidate. If He has something to say, He can present it to you clearly and calmly. You then will be free to make your decision. He went on to say that it's the devil that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And at that point, He calmly and firmly placed His hands on my head and prayed, "Father, I stand against the lies that the enemy of Tom and Barbara's souls was trying to put upon him. Wash him with the Holy Spirit and free him from the condemnation." He went on further and talked about many other things, and I felt so free and finished. After he had finished praying, I was so grateful for the time that I'd spent with him. The point simply being is, in my hunger, you can hunger and thirst, but sometimes you can try to fulfill that hunger and thirst with things that are not of God. And we must learn the discernment of, is this of the Holy Spirit? Does it witness to the Lord Jesus Christ? And when I read from John 7 about Jesus, you remember when the Pharisees said, how is it that this man has learning and is so versed in the sacred scriptures and he's never studied? And then the disciples in Acts that I read, where they'd been with Jesus. And I began to realize that what the Holy Spirit wants to do is to teach me how to tend and shepherd the sheep of God, how to feed them. And I found that being like a traffic cop is exactly what God was after. He was after us learning how, by the Holy Spirit, to let the Holy Spirit teach us in the ways of God. I want to read from the, not the Amplified Bible, but from my regular Bible, the New American Standard, in the 16th chapter where Jesus writes or says this. He says, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he'll not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify me, for he shall take of mine and shall disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you. The point simply being is that he is still able in this day by the Holy Spirit to teach us, to show us how the gifts of the Holy Spirit can be used. I'm going to, in the next podcast, read some more texts about the ministry of the Holy Spirit in John chapter 14, 15, and 16. I want to read some extended portions of that out of the Amplified Bible. And I want to talk to you more about, please don't allow misuse and abuse of the gifts. And they have taken place, and I've seen them, and perhaps many of you have too. But invite the Holy Spirit to teach you, to keep you tender, to teach you how to discern the Holy Spirit from the unholy spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to build up and to bless and glorify Jesus. But there is another spirit that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And you and I must grow in our understanding, and in our understanding and discerning by the Holy Spirit those things that are of God. I'll close by saying I've been in meetings where the person who spoke, everything was biblical. And I left the meeting saying, Father, what's wrong? Am I just critical? And I was later to learn that this person was not living at all out of the Holy Spirit of God, but had theological, informational understanding without the presence of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit inside me was saying, does not compute, son. You don't need this. I'm going to talk more about this in the next podcast and read more from the Amplified Bible as it describes more in depth the ministry of the Holy Spirit, this great gift that Jesus poured out on the day of Pentecost. I pray the Holy Spirit will encourage you. Hang in there with me as we continue. In Jesus' name, amen.
This podcast is available for free download in iTunes and at moanministriesbookstore.com. Sarah Rahm's album, Days of Rain, is available on iTunes and most streaming platforms.